Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, indeed. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and it is a victory reaction Monday after your Houston Texans went into Nashville and took away a 16-13 last-second field goal victory. And welcome to the land of the 500s.
How about that?
John Lopez.
We're back to where we started, from whence we came.
From above water.
We're back.
Well, back we're at water level. I don't know. Not above water just yet, but at
we're
water.
We're floating under, though.
We're doing
not under.
We're doing the dead man's float.
Just God bless.
Got your mouth out of the water. Just floating.
There you go. The thing that babies do all right, right? Yeah. Like babies inherently are able to do is float, and that's where the Texans are. 5-5 after victory in Nashville. Tyler Milner could not even curse the Houston Texans
that?
In that instance.
I was happy for Tyler.
Yeah.
I know he was nervous as hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet. I know for certain. I have this on good authority that Hannah McNair was, during the game, trying to negotiate to get that man out the building.
Oh, wow.
But still, the Texans get a victory. Let's have a good one on this Monday here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. And also, we have appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Where you can also get involved on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and then also the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. John Lopez, also you listeners, Figgy Fig as well. How did you feel about that football game? Because again, 16-13, you had to win it going away at the very end there. And some of us had conversations about how maybe this is a gimme. Should they have issues with this?
Right.
And just looking at the score, I mean, we watched the game, but even if you just looked at the score, you see, it was a tight game. It was a close game. How did you end up feeling about this game? Was it just a win is a win and we keep pushing?
No.
Because it's a division game? Or did you have any concerns because it was close? Like, where were you at? 713-572-4610.
I'm glad you said, how did it make me feel? You know, what are all...
I'm always concerned with your feelings, John Lopez.
What are all the feels, as the kids like to say? Here's the thing. Went to bed and woke up feeling kind of different about this one. Was it a great win? No. Was it an immensely impressive win? No. Did it scare me? I mean, you can maybe parse out some things and say that's a little scary, and we'll get to that. You know the word that kept, and word choice is big here. You know the word that kept kind of rolling around in my mind?
6-7.
After this game? No, not 6-7. I like that though.
Word of the year, mind you.
It is. Oh God,
that's the type of time I'm on today.
Yeah,
chaos.
You know what word kept rolling around in my mind?
I don't.
Reassuring.
Really?
It wasn't a great win. It wasn't a bad win. Some people will tell you there is no such thing as a bad. It was reassuring in a way.
And I got to hear this.
Yeah, you will.
What's the reassurance here?
You will. 2 weeks in a row, you closed it out. You know, what was the theme? You know, and sometimes it was an eye roll, but what was the theme from D'Amico?
You got to finish, guys.
We're one score away.
With laser focus, you can finish.
Yeah, it's a one score game.
Close.
Yeah, and we were like, come on, man. It wasn't that close. But this one was kind of reassuring because 2 weeks in a row, you did, in fact, end it. Was it the way you thought it would go? No, of course not. But the other things that
it's like, don't worry about how it started. Just know.
Yeah.
There was finishing that happened in this game.
It was kind of reassuring because, as we well know now, this defense is not going anywhere, and it may well be the best defense in Texans history. One of the best in the league, the best in the league statistically right now. And the first half, I'm with you if you're thinking, how the hell do you not score a single point against the Tennessee Titans in the first half? I'm with you. I am with you 100%.
I mean, particularly on that first drive where the Titans were trying to walk you into the end zone.
Yeah.
You had a leverage penalty. What was it? Was that I don't remember who had that. Mm-hmm. Was it Simmons, actually? I think that was Justice Simmons. Mm-hmm. They had, like, the kind of leverage penalty where he basically hip checks the mess out of Austin Brinkman as he's snapping the ball on a punt. And then you end up in another circumstance where you got four downs under the shadow of the end zone, and you're not able to get in there. You had a really wayward challenge in there, and it just felt like, hey, this should have been points.
Yeah.
All of that very much in play here.
I'm with you. But yet ultimately reassuring because of the defense, because somehow, some way, on a day when you go 4-for-13 on third down.
Two of those third down completions in that very first drive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But the other one, the big one, on the clinching drive, and somehow, some way, the offense ended up picking up the defense at the end. You know, or at least doing its part.
Yeah, doing its part.
Yeah.
With I believe that I was, you know, I have all the TVs and I had various different TVs on. I believe NFL game day highlights or whatever they call it. Declared the 9-play, 48-yard drive that led to the field goal their drive of the day. And I was like, really? But that's interesting.
But that's kind of my point. It's like just reassuring. Like, you can be really bad with this defense. You can go into a game with no C.J. Stroud. Crucially, no Kyahmi Fairbairn. You know, and
that showed up when our guy Matthew who obviously redeemed himself at the end.
Game ball, baby.
Buddy, that joint gets loud in them buildings, don't it?
It does. Somehow, some way, it's just kind of reassuring because you're not a great offense. You can't say that. Yet they made some plays at the end. The defense did its job. You were without your starting quarterback. Davis Mills made one of the best throws and plays that you,
which,
along with Nico.
I was like, which one?
Third and 16.
Because there's the third and 16. There was a number of good passes by Davis Mills in this game. Like, there will be plenty of time to give him his flowers, but we can start right now. Mm-hmm. Davis Mills, have we ever called him ball placement specialist? He had some good passes in the course of this game. And honestly, during his stint having to start, which might not be over, all things considered.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, you can be mad at things, but I'm not mad about this game. I'm reassured with this game.
Reassurance is strong. That's a strong word.
That defense isn't going anywhere, brother. I mean, that's not going anywhere. And you had a backup quarterback in back-to-back games make plays at the end.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah. I feel like we're playing a little good cop, bad cop here. Like, that's the vibe that I'm getting right now, so let's fully exist there. When you mentioned the backup quarterback in Davis Mills, again, I want to give him his flowers. It feels like generally, if you're going into any game, talk less of this game. When you're talking about you have a backup quarterback, usually that's like he was a limiting factor in what we did, and thus that is why I am appreciative of the result that you end up getting. That's not really the case in really either of these games. Mm-hmm. You can't really say that Davis Mills was the limiting factor on what you were doing, and maybe in the game. In the Broncos game when CJ goes out, and then Davis gets up off the bench. And you can see that there is a drop off in quarterback play because he's getting up. He hasn't had any reps, you know, all of those things. In the last couple of games, he has been far from the, you know, a limiting factor in what you've done.
Yeah.
And so I got to admit, like, I'm happy to get the win. You needed to get to 500. 5-5 is so much different than 4-6, right? You were watching all sorts of content, whether it was Sunday Night Football or anything else that you were watching yesterday. I quite enjoy seeing the Houston Texans over there in that in the hunt column.
Yeah.
Right? Like, sometimes at the top of the in the hunt column. Like, that, I quite enjoy that. And that is a factor of you getting this win and being 5-5.
Yeah.
And yet and still, there's a lot of disconcerting for me in this game, especially in the face of you having a backup quarterback who played pretty damn well.
Mm-hmm. But let me get to them. I think the two most reassuring things for me. Outside of Davis Mills, because he ultimately will be replaced by C.J. Stroud, and you want that to happen. Maybe the two most things, I think you're finding something on the offensive line. I think you're finding something.
Okay.
That is reassuring. That is absolutely reassuring. So that's number one.
You have finally, for my personal taste, hit some reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you had some pretty damn good offensive line play. Yeah. There was instances where you got some good push.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you might say that's just the Titans. That defensive line is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
They looked pretty nasty in what you were coming with, and you did a solid job of moving. I know that there's been on Texans Twitter been a lot of appreciation for Titus Howard, both with his hype up speech. I don't know, did you see some of that?
Oh yeah.
But then
he
also
was animated, man.
Very animated. And, like, he's very much stepping into this role.
Yeah.
That I don't know if the right
finding something.
I don't know if it's like the role was placed upon him in a leadership, or he grasped onto it in the absence of Laremy Tunsil, but whatever it is, you're seeing that. Like, there was a physicality there on this offensive line on the right side of it. There was maybe some instances where, you know, Trent Brown gets beat, but hey, I think that happens, and I probably look at other players there. The offensive line, long way of saying it, I was pretty impressed with the game that they had.
Yeah, so I say reassuring. To me, like I said, word choice matters. With the defense, back-to-back, you know, at the end of the game, finding a way to win, offensive line, and then the other one. What's been the most difficult question for anyone to answer over at NRG this year? What is your identity?
Offensive identity.
What is your identity offensively?
You think you found that?
No, but I think you're no. I think you're finding it. I think you're finding it. Nico Collins, throwing the ball. It's three straight games with seven catches.
So I'm hearing that the Bel Air Academy offense is the identity.
Woody Marks, that's your back. You know?
Give it the wheel.
And Dalton Schultz. You're finding an identity, at least trying to force an identity of those two guys, pound them with the run, you know, see what you can do. You know, and it wasn't an overwhelming running performance. What'd they have, 75 yards, something like that? But they did end up after a 2-point something per carry average, ended up with like 3.6 or something. And I think you're finding a little bit of an identity offensively, finally, behind that offensive line and what you're doing offensively.
Yeah, you ran for 75 yards, 3.3 yards per carry. Yeah, look, I will agree with certain of those points. Mm-hmm. Reassuring isn't the word.
It is for me.
But
I ain't mad at this win.
And I respect, like, look, I think we are both in a place where this win, much needed, and we will absolutely take it, right? I had a number of friends texting me during the course of this game and after this game, one of which told me, hey, man, never apologize for a win. I was like, you thought I was going to apologize for that? Hey, no, you go ahead and take that and run with it. The thing that I always talk about is, like, being able to, like, spin it forward, and that's especially necessary in a week where it's short and you are back in the grind on Thursday. Hell, Mark Vandermeer just made a point to me, as they were signing off there with that Texans radio, their final segment there, and saying that this is essentially like the Thursday of the work week, and that they will have a designation, or at least a practice designation today. And I was like, damn, that's right. It really is that much. You're right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being the case, I will take a level of relief in that game. I can't say that I'm reassured, especially because, like, you having that much trouble with, admittedly, a division opponent, one that knows you pretty well. Like, I understand those caveats. You juxtapose that with the 44 points that the Bills put up.
Oh, I get it.
And I go, hey, even if you, and Davis Mills might have to go, considering we still don't know where CJ Stroud is in trying to clear the protocol. I won't go with reassured by any means, but I there's a relief that after all of the mess, right? You had dudes that you had to jettison 3 weeks into this season. You had real calls for, you know, the offense coordinator to change. There was probably not as substantial and probably not as realistic calls for questioning of the head coach. There was all sorts of trials and tribulations that you could look at in the early portions of the season. And now you were sitting at 500 and you still have a very viable path into the playoffs. Like, that I will take in relief and I will not apologize for, even with the doubting Thomas in me that exists still.
No, I get it. But that's where I am, because this could have spiraled into an abyss, to be honest. But, you know, second half, all of a sudden you're down 6-0 at one point, and you go back to back and you start making some progress. The offensive line, I know they ultimately gave up 4 sacks. Was it just 1 in the second half, I believe? And started moving the ball on the ground and such. That to me was 1. Davis Mills at the end, you know, keep in mind he did the 17-yard run, 14-yard run to win the week before, and then makes these plays here. It was just something that I cannot be mad at, as ugly as it was and as many little things as you can parse out.
Yeah, from the 8-3-2, felt like this game is simply a snapshot of our season so far. And yeah, I think that you could probably get there a little bit.
Bad start.
Yeah, bad start.
And 0-3. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the 3-0-3. You can look at it that way. This rookies finally get some meaningful playing time and experience in showing up the last couple of weeks. If healthy, it'll be interesting to see added impact later in the season that they think string together wins. Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, that's one of the things where you talk about encouraging. Seeing Jaden Higgins continue to, you know, demonstrate himself as a potential threat, right? That's one of the things that we've been looking at with this team, where we go, Nico Collins is the only thing that I think a defensive coordinator coming into a game versus the Texans has to account for.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It feels like there's a little bit more of that when you look at, all right, what are we doing with Dalton Schultz? And then I think Jaden Higgins is starting to, you know, demonstrate himself somewhat. Yeah, ultimately, like, my feeling, as you could tell, is kind of complicated, but I will lean into the happy of, you got that victory. Amy Adams Strunk will not be happy on this day, right? You sweep the Tennessee Titans and you pull yourself closer to the ultimate end goal, right? That's the thing that is beautiful when you look at the things that you do know. This defense is going to come up, even as they're missing one of the functional pivotal players in there in Jalen Petrie. They're pulling Jalen Mills, playing significant snaps in this one. Miles Bryant, who was like on your practice squad not too long ago, playing significant snaps. And it doesn't feel like there's a real drop-off in what they do. And I say all that to say, if you can manage to do all the things, the creeping and the crawling to get yourself into the playoffs, that is a given that I don't think anybody in the AFC wants to see.
But I also think part of what, you know, where I am with this team right now is there's no denying what it is. I mean, even when C.J. Stroud comes back, Reggie, do you expect them to start lighting it up offensively?
No,
you don't. But if they can do some things behind this offensive line, protect him a little more, lean into the Dalton Schultz and Nico Collins, they're a lot better team overall. They are a lot. They don't have to score 38 points or whatever it may be, but they are a lot better team. And that's where I kind of walked away, because as I mentioned at the very start, this defense, I mean, I'll just pencil it in for somewhere between 14 and 21 points max, you know, in just about any game they play. You know, now I know Buffalo Bills scored 44, but
yeah, and we're not there yet. But you would have to forgive me. My eyes wander at times. Mm-hmm. Not only was that 6 touchdowns from the big man Josh Allen, and a decent amount of that was him looking like Cam Newton as a third down back, where they were actually just running straight quarterback runs in there, and that does bring up some questions. However, I'm still with you, right? Your defense is capable of corralling that. Will the offense come along? To the tune of 16 points, the answer was yes on a Sunday. A lot of questions going to a Thursday. But you know what?
Coming along for sure.
We will deal with that. We will deal with that when we get there. From the 8-2, yeah, we missed MJ Stewart yesterday. And you'll continue to miss MJ Stewart for the rest of the season. Like, that's something that exists. I have to apologize, because I was going to say I will not apologize, but I will. I will absolutely apologize. There's a level of negativity that I can't get out of this. But I'll take a win versus the Tennessee Titans. I will. I'll take that win. You are now, what is that? You're now, what, 3-1 in conference or in division with the 2 Colts games still remaining?
Yes.
A simple split of that gives you a pretty reasonable 4-2. Like, there's still a very viable path for you to get there. But it starts really getting tough for you when you have to face off against the Buffalo Bills on Thursday. And we are very much in watch and see mode. D'Amico Ryans will talk at 11:15. And I imagine one of the big questions is, where is C.J. Stroud in his concussion protocol situation? That is going to be one of the things that's interesting to see. However, a victory, we will take those from the 409. Slow down, guys. Let's see them be a good team first. That is something that I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that there are a lot of good teams to see. Like, that's one of those things this year that is kind of a takeaway, but we have plenty of time to talk about that in the 4 hours on a victory reaction Monday, where your Texans get a 16-13 victory. A lot of things to cover as we continue. But coming up next, it wasn't just a win for the Texans. There was a win for the Cougars over the weekend and a couple of wins for your Houston Rockets. A big-time beatdown and a thriller. And I feel like you could really place the success of this weekend on one person, and we'll tell you who that is next. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday where I gotta admit, me personally, mixed feelings. But you know what's not mixed? The record for your Houston Texans, 5-5 after getting a 16-13 victory over the Tennessee Titans. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But not the only ones who had a winning weekend and not the only ones who had to scrap to make sure to get it. Houston Rockets indeed had a couple of victories over the weekend. First and foremost, got a win in their NBA Cup accounts, getting a huge, I mean, they just blew out the Trailblazers, 140 points on them, on their head tops there. And that's, I mean, that's just beautiful. That's exactly what you hope to do against a Portland team trying to find themselves in some ways. Like, that was fine. The thing, the game that I always knew was going to be pretty interesting, but I didn't know to what degree, was the Orlando Magic coming into town on a KD bobblehead night. And without Paolo Banchero, right, the man who was drafted ahead of one Jabari Smith Jr., if you'll recall. You remember that was the draft night conversation was, is it going to be Jabari or are they going to go with Paolo? And all of a sudden, here you go. Paolo Banchero goes to the Orlando Magic and allows Jabari Smith Jr. to come to you. This game was one in which I got to give the Magic credit. I didn't realize that they could, one, knock down shots or at that degree when it came to from the three-point range for a majority of the game, and two, continually answer with runs that the Rockets were trying to make to bring that game closer. And they just kept the Rockets at arm's length until late when the Rockets were able to close out to get themselves to overtime. Although they had an opportunity to win where they kind of had a misplay.
Yeah, but just getting there was something.
Getting themselves there was incredible. And then they ultimately just go and they win in winning time of overtime with, of course, none other than Slim Reaper himself, Kevin Durant. It's why he's here. And honestly, they went to overtime trying to get the ball to KD. He just slips and falls and allows Anthony Black to go get an easy bucket. With without digging too deep into that, if you want to, we can. Who do you give credit for the kind of weekend, and particularly getting over the hump of Orlando, a challenge that Orlando Magic posed at home?
Look, Ime Udoka. I think he handled this quite well. Obviously, I mean, you know, on the floor, Şengün and Durant were just amazing there at the end. But God, I love me a good inbounds play. I love me a good inbounds play.
You're such a basketball coach.
I just love a good inbounds. And by
a good
the way,
sideline out of bounds play, baby.
But the one that ended up in a dunk, I saw a lot of people talking about, oh boy, you know, what a horrible. No, he slipped. You know,
people thought that Anthony Black pushed KD. Yeah, no, yeah, KD just lost his footing.
Yeah, he just slipped. That's going to happen. But then the one to Şengün with 0.3, 0.2.
That inbounds play was incredible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Incredible. So amazing. If you weren't watching it, it was, I think, honestly, I got to give Ime Udoka and his staff a lot of credit there.
Yeah.
Because at times I look at them and I go, all right, when they pull out the clipboard, what does it look like, right? Mm-hmm. What is the, how advanced?
But he rolled one down first.
Yes, he did.
And once he rolled that one, then they come up on him and try to force him off a spot. He clears, and here comes Şengün, and that was beautiful.
Just
man.
Seals yeah. down, yeah. honestly, within the restricted circle.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's not what I would draw up in my mind, because you have mm-hmm. him back to the basket, and it's like it's a few, like a second.
But they spread it everywhere else. So it was just two guys going down there.
And so it's just two guys, and then Alperen gets the ball with a man on his back, and just, is it Jonathan Isaac, in fact, on mm-hmm. his back, a really good defender, mm-hmm. just flips it up over him. No doubt in the world that that goes in. One, I think that I will give Ime another round of credit. The amount of belief that they have in Alperen mm-hmm. Şengün to go to him in that moment and just go, we'll put you in a place that you want, and we expect you to knock down that shot. That's the thing that superstars are expected.
And then the obvious one before that was, we got Kevin Durant for a reason. Let's just get him the ball, and he makes a shot. Now, that's not great coaching, but it's, at least it's recognition of what you need to do in that moment.
Honestly, there was a lot of that as Kevin Durant ends up with 35 points in this one, mm-hmm. a lot of them important, including that three-pointer that you were mentioning near the end of regulation. When they're down three, and it's like,
oh, gee, I wonder who should get the ball here.
What do they try and do? In fact, there's instances where I can't remember who. I think it might have been Jabari coming to set the screen, and KD's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
This is just there's nobody on their team that is going to give me a problem getting to my shot. And he just gets through a shot, snatch back, step back, three from the top of the key. Like, that is, if you're talking about someone on the court, Kevin Durant constantly being a like one of the hubs of what happens with this offense. That's when the beauty. Like, this is the best offensive rating team in all of the National Basketball Association through. They've played 11 games. Some teams have played as many as 13, 14 games. So it's not a small sample necessarily. Mm-hmm. And it's been because, I think, Kevin Durant, the gravity that he draws, but then also the playmaking that he has. And sometimes it's him and Şengün, and he's passing to Şengün, and Şengün's making that secondary pass off of it. It feels very much like they have centered this thing, but not entirely built it on Kevin.
Yeah, they know their identity. You may not recognize it in other places, but they know theirs. And then in overtime, talk about warming the old heart. You're up three. All right. They get the ball. What do you do? You let them take a shot? No. You foul.
Which is funny because...
You foul. Thank you, Ime. I was like, yes. That's how you do it right there. That's how you do it right there.
And I mean, I thought that was a good execution of like...
That's ball game.
Making a decision in that moment, a coaching decision that gets you there. I think you're right there, right? Mm-hmm. Like fouling up three it's just... It's the smart thing to do. Sometimes it's not the most fun thing to do.
And people will argue it all day long.
But I got to give him that. And then also, I think there's a level of credit to be given to Ime just on the numbers game of this all. The Magic took 37 threes in this game compared to the Rockets' 20. Mm-hmm. We know the Rockets aren't a big three-point taking team. But like when it comes down to the ways that teams were making, their shots were being made in this game, it was just like they were going back and forth, and the math would tell you that if the other team is taking more threes, that eventually you're not going to win, and you need to change up what you're doing. They stayed with the game plan, and they just allowed themselves to keep fighting within their structure, and eventually they got close enough, and they stayed right there even as the Magic continued to try and push them off to get tied, and then ultimately get a win in overtime. So a belief in what they do, I think, is a credit to Ime. An ability to draw up the play when you needed it is a credit to Ime. And then, honestly, making that right decision in overtime is a credit to Ime. You got to give him a lot of credit
for
a playoff-type victory.
Just him being here the way – I mean, hell, Kevin Durant might not even be here if it wasn't for Ime.
Oh, no, he wouldn't.
Yeah, you know.
KD's made it very clear that he likes, obviously, the talent that they've accrued, which, of course, you can give Rafael Stone. But it's the comfort that he has with Ime and his style of coaching that has Kevin Durant here. Another salute to my Nigerian brethren, Ime Udoka.
And a salute to Reed Shepard. He has a new nickname in my book, 16 points. He's good for 16. He scored 16 points in three of the last five games on the button. Over the last five games, he's averaging 16.4. He's efficient, man. I mean, he is automatic.
Game lead, plus 19. Like, your team outscored the Magic 19 points when he was on the floor.
Yes.
And you know what the most fun thing for me with Reed is right now? Did you watch him in that game? He was smiling like the Cheshire Cat, just grinning ear to ear. He's having so much fun knowing that, hey, man, get on this court, be aggressive, take your shots. Yeah. We going to live with it. And right now they're going down, too.
He's not afraid of any moment. He's not afraid of the step back that he made. was a thing of beauty, a little crossover step back and in-your-face three. But he is just one of the most efficient players on the club right now, and he's awesome for this squad.
Yeah. So shout out to the Rockets continuing to get victories where they should, and getting a victory in overtime, 117-113. They get two more added to the schedule. I mean, they just look incredible. I can't wait for Friday. I hate to like look over. I know they have a game on Wednesday. Friday will be such an interesting test. I can't wait to get there. But a great way to get through the weekend, and a salute to Ime Udoka as the coach of your Rockets. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, still a victory reaction Monday, so we do return to your Texans in the question of the day. Inspired by one Davis Mills stepping in and being the role player that you needed, who is a role player that you will always appreciate? 713-572-4610. Text in, let us know, and we'll talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday. Texans off of the leg of Matthew Wright get a 16-13 victory in the waning moments of their trip to Nashville yesterday, and they're already back in the building getting themselves ready for Thursday night, a Battle Red affair versus the Buffalo Bills. In fact, we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans at 11:15, as we typically do, but they are very quickly back at work. But we don't want to move too quickly beyond what they did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Davis Mills, who, again, leads another game-winning drive, this time for a field goal. And he's been really solid in these two starts where you've needed him. As we were talking about earlier, like, it hasn't been a we've won in spite of the backup quarterback. Far to the contrary, he's been integral to you trying to make those wins. So I feel like we are putting him in the role of in the space of a role player, because he is playing his role for your Houston Texans. Yeah. And with that being the case, who is a role player that you will always appreciate? 713-572-4610.
Man, this can go any number of ways. Obviously, Texans, Rockets, Astros, at large, your favorite college team, whatever it may be. I don't know, like, whenever we get these questions out there, it's kind of funny, the what immediately pops into your mind. Mm-hmm. That's generally where you should go. Like, I want to know what you guys are thinking. That what name just popped into your mind? You and I, go ahead and say it, because we had the same one.
Did we?
Yes.
I don't even know if I said
Kevin
this.
Walter.
Kevin Walter, that's right. Because I was trying to figure, that's one of the things, though, is like football mm-hmm. role player is kind of an interesting way to go. Like, obviously, role player in general, you think, not a star. Mm-hmm. But football is kind of funny in that there's so many specialized tasks that role player kind of ends up being tough. I think Kevin Walter is just a fan favorite generally.
Yes.
Right? As a wide receiver. So, yeah, that was one of the ones that came to mind. Overall, though, mm-hmm. the role player that I will always appreciate was Marwin Gonzalez. Like, okay, that was the one that came to mind for me. Like,
that's a great one.
Someone in the vein of, like, the Mauricio Dubon of currently, right? Mm-hmm. Just a dude who could step in anywhere and everywhere and give you admirable play.
Dubon is on that list.
Absolutely, yes. Right? He's in that same lineage. But Marwin Gonzalez is always going to be the one that I think about. Even tying the game up in the ninth in game two versus mm-hmm. the Dodgers, right? Like, those are things that I will not forget. And obviously, he had a number of circumstances like that. But, yeah. Very much Marwin Gonzalez was the first one.
I got a couple more, and then I'm curious what else is popping in y'all's minds, because more than a role player, but for me, he always played a specific role. The one that just immediately popped into mind was Otis Thorpe. He's more than a role player.
Yeah,
he's more than that, but just he had a particular role and just played. Hell, you could say Clint Capela, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clint was real instrumental mm-hmm. because – as much as James Harden was a fantastic engine for an offense mm-hmm. and really just one-on-one, you were going to be in hell trying to keep, you know, this really strong dude from getting downhill and using his dark arts against you. The notion of having that vertical element mm-hmm. that he could throw that lob up to made it impossible to guard him.
Yeah.
Absolutely impossible to guard him.
What about you guys?
Yeah, the first one I thought about, and I don't want to really speak to his impact on the game and all that stuff, but just his presence as a role player, Gerald Green. That's the first person I thought about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially just being in this situation, being a Houston guy, playing for the Houston Rockets. It just seemed like not a disrespectful way, but every time I think about the 2010s type of Houston mm-hmm. Rockets, first thing I think about is Gerald Green.
Yeah.
Just being from Houston with the Braves and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think about Gerald Green.
I feel like when you get to Rockets ones, it's going to be championship era
mm-hmm.
and dudes that had moments. So Mario Elie comes up. Vernon Maxwell. Mad Max is going to come up.
They were kind of like Otis Thorpe, more than a role player, but definitely played a role.
And then Robert Horry is another one comes up mm-hmm. as well. I was trying to think of, like, Texans ones specifically.
I've got one.
You've got one that came in. Somebody said Antonio Smith, and mm-hmm. I thought that was a really good one. I'm actually thinking of modern day, because you mentioned Davis Mills. There's a couple of guys that mm-hmm. showed up in this game in various ways that I think are starting to get their nose to this degree, which is Tommy Togiai.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
He is
shout
specifically role player.
He got his sack, man.
Technically a half sack. Yeah. However, he did show up, and that's
technically
what it's been, right? Like,
look, still disrespectful.
It feels like he don't even play till the third quarter, but when he does, you immediately know. Oh, Tommy Togai's in the game, right? Yeah, runs are stuffed now, and things are changing on that offensive line.
What did Tommy do to Reggie?
I have no idea.
Why are y'all painting me as a Tommy Togi hater?
I saw one sack.
That's right.
I'm reporting what actually happened so they don't get on here saying, in the loop said he had a full sack. No,
I seen three sacks. I seen one from Will, one from Daniil, and one from Tommy Togi.
All right, so here's one.
And then I also wanted to mention, yes, EJ Speed has been really good in that
he's
role.
Been, he's been so good.
Right, just coming in and being a heat-seeking missile.
Yes.
In moments. So yeah. That he's been really good for this defense.
All-time Texans, if I told you there was a guy that played 9 years in the NFL and had a total of 93 yards rushing, would you say he's memorable? Nine years, 93 yards.
10 yards a year? Yeah, no, we're not saying that.
What if he had 796 receiving yards, a million pancake blocks? His name was Vontae Leach.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Set you up, man.
I love that dude.
Yeah, man.
He was a bad dude.
Is fullback like the position where you're most likely to just get a fan favorite?
He could catch the ball, man.
Yeah.
He could, and he was just toasting fools out there.
Without question. Let's see. There's a lot of names coming in all sorts of different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Case Keenum for being like a coach on the sideline for a number of times. And then also he's just like he's a local legend at that point.
Tony Eusebio. I'm with you. I'm with you on Tony. Chucky Brown. Yes.
Mm.
Chucky Brown was definitely a memorable role player.
Actually, it feels like just a lot of the Texans' backup quarterbacks, because they've been called into duty so much in the short history of this team. Like, I've seen some T.J. Yates, which can't really deny you. Because, like, again, he came in and won playoff games, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's absolutely filling your role. Moochie Norris, for no other reason than the hair.
The blowout.
Right, the hair was beautiful there. No, but he actually had
Carl Herrera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go. I feel like there's going to be a lot of rockets that pop up here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right. So does this count considering Seth Payne is a text that came in? I know Seth would not be upset with being described as a role player, but is that accurate? Is that an accurate way to describe?
He was one of their best players.
That's what I was like. Is that an accurate way to describe that, man? I feel like that's not fair to him. Joel Dreesa comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Bates of the 90s Cowboys.
Oh, he's the ultimate special teams guy. You know, he fits the category. Absolutely.
Oh, Shane Battier.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Battier was like a super role player. Like he was a defensive stopper. I feel like
making
we can't
those charges, man.
Scott Padgett.
Yeah.
I would like to know exactly what got you on the Scott Padgett train there, 832, but Scott Padgett, there we go. We're a little bit closer to what we're talking about there, but yeah, man, Davis Mills, you have this written down here. Two starts, obviously 2-0, even though quarterback wins is not a stat. But 566 yards passing.
According to you.
Four touchdowns. Yeah, that's right, and I'm right. A single interception and then a couple of game-winning drives. Like, being able to step in this place, this season could have been over.
Over. If it wasn't for, I mean, you know, it deserves a little discussion here. And that is, you know, Nick Caserio, by the way, joining Payne and Pendergast tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 7:30.
7:30 a.m. Re-signing him right before the season. And you're kind of thinking, you know, whatever. You signed him, and when you signed him, you know, we had the discussion on this show. You don't want him to get more than two or three wins for you. You know, you want him to come in and be able to give you two or three wins, you know, in a pinch. That's exactly what he did. He didn't necessarily put the team on his back, but he made big plays at the end. You talked about it, 566-yard passing and two starts. You know, those 34 rushing yards, including the big touchdown, four TDs, and one interception.
And some of it's probably because your offense hadn't been sterling before, but you haven't had you haven't really had a drop off at all offensively, right? In fact, at times it feels like he might have a better command of the offense than what you had been doing prior.
Yeah.
But that is absolutely what that's your best case scenario for a backup quarterback is to come in. And it would have been really bad if you had a backup quarterback come in and not be able to do this. And you have losses against the Jags and the Titans, right? Just getting the wins is important. Who you were playing against also mattered. And shout out to Davis Mills for holding this down. And we'll see if he might need to be called into duty once more, as we're still looking for information on whether C.J. Stroud is moving his way through the concussion protocol. Hopefully we can get that sooner rather than later. But all right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 as the names keep coming in. Mike Lamb, Dare Ogunbowale in all caps, Chuck Hayes, Carl Landry. Okay, now we're just going playing name a rocket is what's happening on the text line. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there was a couple of big injuries and big moments this weekend in NFL football. Let's see if we can sprint through a few of those next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.